You're listening to SBS News.
Three nations, Colombia, Japan and Senegal. Between them, only two places were to be had in the last 16 teams. Japan needed only a draw against Poland to make sure of their place, whilst Colombia, playing Senegal, had the most to do. The first halves of both matches passed without a goal. But just shy of the hour mark in Volgograd, Poland took the lead, and Japan's place at the competition's business end was in severe jeopardy. However, if Senegal thought Colombia was just going to let them coast through to the last 16, they were sorely mistaken. And in the 74th minute in Samara, from a corner, the Colombians went about proving that. Here's how SBS Radio's idiosyncratic Spanish commentary called it.
Se vendrá el remate de Quintero, va a colocar el centro, va. Mina. Goal!
Colombian defender Yerry Mina made it 1-0, later admitting he's an unlikely goal scorer.
My dad and all my brothers are goalkeepers. When I was little, I had a go, but my dad said it wasn't for me. So I went for midfield instead, and then I started playing at the back. I thank God for that.
Nearly 50 million Colombians are perhaps now thanking God for him. News of Colombia's lead filtered through to Volgograd, and Japan, unable to manufacture a good result of their own against the already eliminated Poles, decided they would simply run down the clock in their match and hope Senegal didn't score against Colombia. Poland, destined for victory, were in no mood to contest, meaning the game finished with Japan lazily passing the ball amongst themselves and the crowd booing and whistling in protest at the poor spectacle. Here's how commentator Peter Drury described the action, or lack thereof.
Curious, haunting, ghostly, eerie, hugely insecure. It stopped. It's not even pedestrian. It's not walking pace.
But Japan's gamble, unsightly as it was, paid off. Their game finished 1-0 to Poland, and the final score in Samara stayed 1-0 to Colombia. That meant Colombia went through in first place on 6 points. Japan and Senegal were tied for second on 4 points. And given their goal difference and goals scored were both equal, and the head-to-head match between the teams had ended in a draw, Japan was allotted second place in the group and Senegal third, and thus out of the knockout stages. It came on the basis of the next tiebreaker, disciplinary record, and as Senegal accrued 6 yellow cards in the competition, while Japan had only 4, and wouldn't risk getting another against Poland. It's the first time this has ever determined who advances and who doesn't at a World Cup. Senegal coach Aliou Cissé was saddened, but accepting of his team's bizarre fate.
C'est la règle du jeu. Aujourd'hui,
this is one of the rules. We have a number of rules which have been established in the competition regulations, and we have to respect that. We would have preferred to be eliminated in another way, but as I say, it's a pity for us. It's a pity for our team, but this is how it works. We knew that these were the regulations, but we are fully committed. And since we are committed, maybe we get more yellow cards. It's a pity.
This marks the first time since 1982 that no African team will participate in the knockout stages of a World Cup. Cissé suggested his team's physical style disadvantaged them in this regard, but says he has no regrets over his team's approach.
I think that my players were aware of the regulations, but as I said, Senegalese players are highly committed, so it is difficult to play well if you don't play with a lot of commitment. I don't know whether this particular regulation is cruel or not, but I can't ask my players to go on the pitch without, in order to avoid yellow cards. You have to be in contact with other players when you play football. This is how we play. We need this, and it's a shame that it worked against us.
While Cissair was disarmingly polite about the manner of his team's elimination, the way Japan left their fate to chance at the end of their match against Poland has left a bad taste in the mouths of those who were there in Volgograd. Polish fan Sebastian Lekowski.
We feel disappointed because the end of the game was a real disaster, because from both sides, yeah, in my opinion, it wasn't football. Yeah, of course, Japanese knows about the result between Colombia and Senegal. We were satisfied because we had 3 points, but to be honest, it cannot be on Mundial. We expect from the players that they will play to the end.
And even in advancement, Japanese fan Nobuhiro Kasai acknowledges what happened wasn't the best sport's biggest tournament can offer.
Happy, but it's boring. Happy, it's boring. Why? But we lost. You know, we can go to, you know, final tournament, but you know, we lost. So happy and boring. It was not good, you know, for soccer.
Regardless of how they did it, Japan is in the knockout stage after missing out on it 4 years ago. They're the only Asian team in the last 16. They'll play Belgium in the round of 16 on Tuesday morning in Rostov-on-Don. Group winners Colombia, the only non-European side in their half of the knockout stage draw, will play England in Moscow on Wednesday morning. The knockout stages begin with France playing Argentina in Kazan late Saturday night. That's followed by Uruguay's clash with Portugal in Sochi. Sunila Wasti, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.